Good evening, First Baptist Church family and friends, and welcome to our prayer service for Wednesday, July 20th in the year 2022. This is Cynthia Tinsley, your facilitator for tonight, and I'd like to give a special thanks to my best friend, Darlene Williams, for facilitating prayer service in my absence last week. Also, let me emphasize the importance of Wednesday night prayer service. This is an opportunity for all of us in attendance to become rejuvenated by the Spirit of God during the week so that we can be fortified as we approach Sabbath on Sunday. The devil is busy and he loves to cause confusion and discouragement. However, this church and this service is not a place for the devil to reside. He tries to attack the application by which we provide this service. However, we serve a living God capable of removing obstacles and building up his children, not tearing them down. Participation is voluntary, and the inspirational moment is from the perspective of the person rendering the message. If something is said during this service that you do not agree with, then pray for the speaker, facilitator, prayer warriors. Only allow positive reinforcement to flow from your lips. And if you enjoy this service as much as I do and have a message to share with us or know of someone who does, please encourage them to reach out to Deaconess Rember, Deaconess Tolliver, Deacon Roberson, Reverend Tucker, or a circle leader. Surely there is a word or testimony to share on how God has brought you through this pandemic, if nothing else. Now, a few housekeeping things. I want to remind you to please keep all background noise muted when the line is unmuted. And number two, all program participants for this evening should leave their phones unmuted and wait until I call your name before speaking. We will now begin with our prayer of thanksgiving and praise by Deacon Reginald Williams.
Good evening, church. I first want to thank our host and facilitator, Cynthia Tinsley, for that powerful message. I think we might be slated to hear more from her at another time in terms of inspiration and reminding us of our obligations. Let us look to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come to you this evening acknowledging just how good and wonderful you are. We thank you for your goodness and your mercy towards us. I know sometimes we take it for granted, but we know that you are always looking and watching and caring for us. We know that we would not be able to even be here today in this fashion if you had not provided us the means to do so, and we're grateful for that, Father. We thank you for this prayer service, for church to go into, for a way to continue to worship you even from afar. We ask that you continue to watch over the church itself and all those that are part of it, all of our ministers, our officers, everyone who takes a part in making this church continue to function and work and serve your people. We say thank you, Father, for helping them and allowing them to do so. We know, Father, that there are times that we don't always do what we're supposed to do and think the way we're supposed to think, act the way we're supposed to act, treat people the way we're supposed to treat them. But you love us anyway. You remind us what we're supposed to do. You continuously encourage us and love us, and we say thank you, Father. We ask for your protection for those in our society, in our world, who are in such need of who you are and what you do. We have those afflicted by civil conflict, those who are homeless and hungry and helpless. They call on you on a daily basis, and you continue to help them. We ask that you place your arms of comfort around our bereaved families and around our families that are in need of your healing. We thank you for the hope that you provide to each of us on a daily basis, for the encouragement that you give us by the faith that we have in you. Where the world is full of doubt, you give us hope. You give us help, and we say thank you one more time. We ask that you continue to just listen to the prayers that come up this evening. We know where to look for our help, and we look for you all the time, Father. We don't always call on you, but we know you're there. We know you're watching us and helping us, keeping us safe. So we ask that you continue to just simply hear our plea this evening. All of our concerns and all of our fears, we know that you will answer them, Father. It's in Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
We will now have a scripture reading by Sister Bessie Best.
Good evening, everyone. I will be reading Proverbs 3, 1 through 13. And the title is Trust in the Lord with All Thine Heart. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandments. For length of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the tablet of thine heart. So shall thy find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord, and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy navel, and marrow to thy bones. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit of all thine increase. So shall thy barns be filled with plenty, and thy presses shall burst out with new wine. My son, despise not the chastening of the Lord, neither be weary of his correction. For whom the Lord loveth, he correcteth, even as a father the son in whom he delighteth. Happy is the man that findeth wisdom, and the man that getteth understanding. God's word is blessed.
Deacon Bruce Roberson will now bless us with a prayer.
Good evening, First Baptist members, visitors, and friends. Before I start my prayer, I would like to say a few words. I'd like to say that I'm so truly grateful for our Wednesday night prayer committee and all of our IT teams. Today, I would like to echo the same words that Sister Tennis said a few minutes ago. I would like to encourage all our members who haven't had the opportunity to participate in this service to get involved. I guess there are many members that would like to contribute words of inspiration. Please contact Deaconess Naomi Rempert or Deaconess Jean Tolliver to join in this service. Let them hear from you. They need your input, and the church, most of all, needs you. Because each Wednesday night and each day, I would say each day, we all know that God is good. He's just that good. Am I right about it? Praise the Lord. God is just that good. I know many of you can testify that God is good. Here's the point. He's good all by himself. Here's the word of truth in Psalm 86:10. For you are great and do marvelous deeds. You alone are God. Just think about it, church. Did he bring you out of darkness? Did he save your soul? Did he guide your footsteps? Did he put food on your table? Did he make a way out of no way? Did he heal your sickness? God is good. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come together tonight to praise you, honor you, and glorify your holy and divine name. Thank you for the many blessings, Father, some that we asked for and others that you just gave because of your love, your grace, and your mercy. Father, thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, that came into the world, that we would have a closer relationship with you. And thank you for the Holy Spirit that helps us, comfort us day by day. And right now, Father, we ask for forgiveness of any sin that we may have committed, knowingly or unknowingly. And most of all, Father, thank you for hearing our prayers tonight. Many of us, Father, are struggling with something. Some things may be spiritual. Some may be having trouble with finances. Some is working through some sort of sickness. And many have lost loved ones, Father. But we know that your protection is always there. And we thank you for your grace and your mercy, Lord. We ask that you touch everyone and each household represented on the prayer line according to your will. Father, we ask that you bless our senior pastor, the Reverend Dr. Frank D. Tucker, and bless his family. He has committed leadership to First Baptist as a goal to honor and glorify Jesus Christ. Father, I ask that you unite us in love, unite us in faith, unite us in perfect peace. Father, guide us to bring others to you, that we may be able to build your kingdom here on earth. Have your way in this prayer service, and help us to stay focused on you. For it's in Jesus Christ's name that I do pray. Amen.
Amen.
This is now your opportunity to speak directly to the Lord during our 2-minute closed mic prayer. We will now have a prayer by Deacon Parrish Rembert, Sr.
Good evening, First Baptist Church members and friends. It is so good to be in the number one more time. If Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for all of your many blessings. We thank you for last night's sleep, but your protection us from all harm and danger. We thank you, Father, for waking us up this morning and allowing us to still have be roving our right mind, and we have our health and strength. But Father God, we are so thankful that you care so much for us. Father God, even in a world full of so much violence, hatred, and sin, you allowed us to go on, move about, and do the things that we so enjoy doing without any harm or danger coming to us. So now, Lord, we ask that you will continue to lead, guide, and direct us all in the way that you would have us to go. We thank you, Father God, for family members. Thank you, Father God, for blessing them, the ones who are here, near, and the ones far away. We ask you, Lord, to continue to keep us together. Help us to love one another as you love us. And, Father God, I pray for the sick tonight.
Yes.
All over this land, whoever and wherever they are. And I pray for the bereaved families, praying, Lord, that you'll comfort them and let them know it have no sorrow that heaven cannot heal. And, Father God, I pray for all our people who are in decision-making positions, praying, Lord, that you will touch their heart and let them know, Lord, that they need you in making their various decisions. And, Lord God, and I thank, pray your blessing upon our president. Praying, Lord, that you will continue to watch over him, strengthen him, Lord God, and lead and guide him in doing the things that you need to do for your people. We pray for Pastor Tucker tonight, praying, Lord, that you'll continue to keep him. Strengthen him, Lord, where he's weak, and continue to give him the ability to lead your people. And, Father God, I ask your blessing upon all who is on the line tonight. I ask you, Lord God, to just be with us all. Lord, we need you in a mighty way. We ask you to help us, Lord, to carry on. Because sometimes, Lord, the load gets a little heavy. And, Lord God, and we get hard, having a hard time making our way through. But, Lord, we are reminded that you are God. And therefore, you, there is nothing that you can't do. And there is nothing you won't do for us, and we are just call on you and believe that you are able to do it. Lord, I thank you tonight for keeping me. And I thank you, Lord God, for my journey. That the Lord, no, it hadn't all been easy, but Lord God, I thank you for it all, the good and the bad. Because, Lord God, if I didn't have those days that wasn't so good, I wouldn't know how good you could be. So, Father God, I just thank you, and I praise your holy name tonight. Because truly, you are almighty God. We ask you a blessing upon our young people. Ask you, Father God, to continue to be with them. Lead, guide, and direct them and protect them, Lord, as they go by struggle, trying, Lord, to find their way. And, Lord God, and we ask that you just keep us all under your protective care. These and all blessings are asked in the name of Jesus. Amen.
We will now have a musical selection followed by our inspirational speaker for this evening, Deaconess Brenda Roberson, who is Vice President of the First Baptist Church Deaconess Ministry, a corsage artist, and the lovely wife and helpmate to Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Say this tonight, you are my strength. Strength like no other. Strength like no other. Now lay your hands on yourself, say it reaches to me. The strength of God is reaching for you tonight.
You are my strength. Strength like no
declare it. praise tonight. Thank you for being so gracious. Thank you for being so kind. Thank you for staying. Thank you for loving me, flaws and all. Thank you for supporting my ministry.
Good evening, my First Baptist friends and family. My topic tonight is Shine God's Light, Matthew's 5th chapter and the 16th verse. When you shine your light, you become the symbol of hope and goodness in a world where it's rare. To be the light in someone's life is ultimately the best thing you can do for them. Being a light to others also means responding with kindness and understanding. If you come across a person who is not interested in hearing your words of encouragement. God did not teach us to force his words upon others, but to teach it gracefully and with compassion. The church isn't here just for Christians. Jesus' statement reminds us that we shouldn't get comfortably settled in our pews. We must be careful not to get comfortable in our church where we all look the same, believe the same, and have the same social standards. We must remember that there's a whole world full of people who doesn't yet know about the goodness of God and his love for us. And it's our duty as Christians to tell them. Jesus went out to where the people were who needed to know that God loved them. He spent time with the undesirables of his day, and we should do the same in our day. Jesus promised to make us fishermen of men, Matthew 4th chapter, 19th verse. God has given us unique gifts and talents, and Jesus uses those to make each of us fishermen of men. In other words, we are Christ's ambassadors, his representatives in the world. He desires to speak through us, sharing the gospel message of hope and salvation. We must make ourselves available to him. We have been given a position of honor and responsibility to be available for God to use us to encourage other people to reconcile to him. He doesn't ask us to do things he has not given us the ability to do. It takes patience. The reward is seeing lost souls come to him. It is important to remember that when you share your testimony through your words and actions, you may say to yourself, but I'm not a minister. You don't have to be. But as a believer, you do need to read God's word and learn how it applies to your life. Jesus chose you. We belong to him. He wants you to tell the world how he called you out of darkness and into light. That's called witnessing. God doesn't want you to be silent and about what he has done. I'm sorry. God doesn't want you to be silent about what he has done and are doing for you. So my brothers and sisters, don't be lazy. Know the word. Be ready to share it. Use God's word to show the right way to live and the right choices to make. God doesn't save us so that we can sit down in a padded pew, hold a hymn book in front of our faces, and take a nap. There's work to do, and God wants us to do it. Thank you.
Amen, amen. The lines will now be open, unmuted for 20 seconds so that we can show our appreciation for the speaker and acknowledgement of her message. The lines will be unmuted for 20 seconds.
Thank you so much.
Y'all keep doing your thing.
Amen. Thank God for you and your message. I was truly blessed. We will now have remarks and prayers by Reverend Frank D. Tucker.
Surely we thank God this evening once again for an inspiring moment, this message coming from Sister Robeson. We certainly appreciate it, and thank you again, Sister Robeson, for your words of inspiration. We want to thank God for each person who came on the line and participated in the service tonight. You are always a blessing to us when you come. And surely we are grateful to all of the members and friends who joined us on this service and coming to the prayer experience. We thank each person who expressed their love and support and their encouragement to those persons who are seeking to do their bidding and seeking to do the best they can in kingdom building. We're grateful to God for all of you who have shared in this service, and we do want you to continue to worship the Lord in always. Please consider attending our services on this coming Sunday. Our worship services start at 10 a.m. We have in-person services at our church, and we encourage you to join us and become a part of that experience, those who can and will. And then those who are apprehensive and cannot come for one reason or another, we certainly invite you to continue to worship with us on our virtual ministry as we stream each Sunday morning at 10 a.m. God is real good. He's made it possible for us to get through this pandemic, and he's given us new ways of doing things. And we certainly can praise God, for he helps us and he blesses us with talented individuals who would come and come forth and help to make our worships possible. And surely we do want to commend all of those persons who have been responsible for this prayer experience. It's a wonderful time when a number of us come and praise God together. Please, we want the circle leaders to make sure that they come to their meeting on Saturday at 12 noon. You will receive the link to the meeting, and please come, our leaders and advisors. This is an important work that we are doing, and certainly we want to enhance the quality and care that that this ministry has for the membership of our church. We do want to pray for our sick and shut in. Keep them in your prayers, and do what you can to encourage them. We ask that you would sustain and your prayers for our bereaved. And let us pray especially for the Bazemore family, Sister Anita Bazemore lost to her aunt Sandra Elizabeth Harrison of Occoquan, Maryland. on June 30th. The funeral was held on Friday, July 15th at the Cedar Hill Funeral Home. And Diggin Bazemore lost his aunt, Sister Thelma Virginia Ann Trueheart. The memorial service for her will be held on the Sunday, July 24th. Visitation at 1 p.m. to 2 p.m. At the Sifa Maya Funeral Home, 145 Tennis Avenue in Amber, Pennsylvania. Let us remember and pray for and encourage the Bazemore family in their bereavement. Our church also, with our wonderful leaders in our outreach ministry and mission ministry, will be sponsoring our college students' back-to-school day on Saturday the 6th. Dr. Linda Smallwood will be the guest speaker at that time, and we encourage you to get on the Zoom link and make yourselves available and watch that experience. And then on August 13th, Saturday, August 13th, we have back-to-school backpack event, and we are encouraging the parents to bring their children to get a backpack to get back to school. And we want them to go back safely, so that we are having vaccination. The vaccination will be for adults and children as well. And we invite you to come to the church and get the backpack and the other goodies that's available for you. We do want all of our members and friends and people and whoever to become vaccinated. That's the only way we're going to be able to sustain ourselves through this critical time of this pandemic that is still strong, still running rampant, is still causing a lot of sickness. But you are in a better place when you are vaccinated. To get our children vaccinated and get ourselves vaccinated, get your boost, and make sure that you are as safe as you can. Let me also encourage us to stay on mark and to be faithful in wearing your mask and staying distance, that we might protect ourselves. There are persons, I'm sure, that have a desire for special prayer requests, and we're going to give you 20 seconds to lift up the name of persons that you want to be prayed for, families you want to be prayed for, as well as situations that you want to be blessed by God. We want to give you 20 seconds. The lines will be open even now. 20 seconds. Gracious Father, we come just now to just say thank you. Thank you for the open line. Thank you for the privilege of lending us an open ear to hear our cry and to hear our plea. We come this way, O God, that we may be able to lift up our hearts and our minds, our spirits, our thoughts unto you, O God, that you may hear where we are and we may hear from you. And so, God, we ask your blessings upon all of those individuals and situations and families and persons who have cried out tonight for a blessing. Bless us, O God, and strengthen us and encourage us that we might be able to be the people that you desire us to be. We pray, O God, for this planet, Master. Things are getting hot physically and hot socially and hot mentally. And God, we need your intervention. We need your presence that you may empower us to do what we need to do and what we can do to make a change in this world, that we might be able to address the concerns and the issues that prevail in this land. We need your guidance, O God. Help us to come out of our conflicts and out of our situations of envy and pride and jealousy and all those things that would inhibit us from living the lives that you want us to live. We pray, O God, for the conditions in this world. We pray for the sick and the needy, O God. You know their condition, O God, and help us to be instruments of your peace and instruments of your healing, that we would bless those along the way. And then, God, we pray for the bereaved. Be near them, O God, and let them know that they are not alone, that you are with them every step of the way. You bless them, O God, to know of your Spirit's power and your capacity to bring them even through the valleys and the shadows of death. And then, O God, we ask special blessings for our church. We thank you, O God, for keeping us. We thank you for sustaining us in the middle of the struggle and the challenges that is before us. Oh God, would you help us to overcome whatever conflict and whatever difficulties that we have. Help us, oh God, to rid ourselves of any of the brokenness and disharmony that may prevail in our midst. Help us to overcome that, O God, and draw near one another in love and in peace. And then, God, we pray special blessings for the leaders. Oh God, they are struggling. They need strength, and they need you in a special way. And then, God, we need more leaders. Bring them forth, O God. We allow them to show their face and help us to be able to see them, O God, and help them to step forth that they may be able to carry your church on and do the work that is necessary to fulfill its purpose and its mission and its ministry. And then, God, bless each one of us. Help us to grow in your likeness. Help us to be stronger in the spirit, that we would be able to ward off the evil forces and the power and the influence of Satan, that we might be able to be the loving, caring, supporting, compassionate people that you have created us to be. Abide with us as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that I pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you. and give you a quiet and holy and satisfying peace. Amen. Amen. Amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We thank you for joining. Remember, if you have a word that you would like to share or know of someone who does, please let them know that they are welcome. Please be mindful of all announcements made by Reverend Tucker tonight. And if you need additional information, read the pastor's weekly letter to the church, reach out to your circle leader, or visit our website at www.fbcwdc.org. For those of you who will be signing off, have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week. And for those of you remaining on the line, please continue to enjoy the music.
Oh, for me. This is the cry of your children. I'll say it again. If you get in trouble, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you to be a way maker today. If you're sick, you can say, Lord, do it. Because we know you're a doctor. Heart is heavy, you can say, Lord, do it. Do it for me. Please, sir, right now. If you read your Bible, read the story. About the man that could not see. Hallelujah. But he heard that Jesus was coming by. He just inched his way along and cried out, Jesus, lay your hand. Please lay your hands on me. And I heard the blind man say, I know you can do it. Thank you. You took two little fish and five loaves of bread and fed 5,000. I know you can do it. Oh, yes, you can. You went to the graveyard one day and told a dead man to get up. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So here's my little problem, Jesus. For me right now. Oh. I'm gonna ask you one more time, 'cause I know you can do it, Master. I know you can do it. You went to a wedding one night and turned water into wine. I know you can do it. I know you can do it. So please,
do it for me.
Right now. Do it for me. Right now. You see, when you ask the Lord to do something for you, he can move in a hurry. Do it for me while I'm still singing. Do it for me right now. Yes, sir. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
though the pressures of life seems to weigh you down, and you don't know which way to turn. God is concerned, and He's working it out for you. Can I get a witness? The child that's on cocaine, through break and change, oh, that marriage that's on the verge of breaking up, although sometimes you have.
I'm not Keep me. the house. I mean, you make some noise. Hey. Come on, tell a person that God. God is up to something. Come on, tell him.
Got the money.
the wilderness and the rivers. He said, I'll even do it in the desert. I dare you in here. Get your hands up and live the rest of your life with expectancy. God's up to something.
Finally, your patience. My way. You told me to put my trust in me. I'm begging you, Lord, be Lord, help me to hold out. I'm just about to make it all alone. Help me to hold out. Oh, give me the patience. You did not say that it would be. When it gets up, did not see the way. You told me to put my trust in me. I'm begging you, Lord, help me. Help me to hold on. Jesus, Lord, help me. Help me to hold on. Yeah.
troubles come, gather upon your happiness. Leave them all behind. Every one of our angels lives forever. Give him all your sorrow.
Thank you for sticking with me, First Baptist. I love you, and there's nothing that you can do about it. Have a blessed evening and the remainder of your week, and I look forward to seeing you on the line next Wednesday.